barriers that exist in teaching and learning? Are those things that get in the way of students meeting various learning goals? And so those roadblocks, barriers, challenges can exist in the form of various things. And what we like to think is that the barriers intuitively or inherently are not in the student, but they can be unintentionally produced in the methods, materials, goals, and assessments that we as instructional designers create. For example, printed material may be how we would traditionally present content, but we have learners who would either prefer and or have limits to being able to access the information that's in printed material. And so that material becomes inflexible, or access to the material becomes the barrier. And so the idea behind identifying barriers is to think proactively about what specific materials, methods we may use, and try to eliminate those barriers so that more students are able to meet those goals. Or in our example, more students are able to access the information that's in that printed text. I like to think of printed text for some as being very inflexible, meaning if students have challenges like reading, if they have any visual impairments that prevent them from being able to actually see the print on the paper, perhaps language is not their first language or language of choice, accessing the content in that printed material would be very difficult. And so that's a very fixed or inflexible material. To make it more flexible and are eliminating the barriers, we could make it digital so that we could translate, or so that it could be spoken out loud to learners who may have those visual impairments. And so the barriers, again, are things that may be inherent to a particular material that we use, but eliminating the barriers would allow students to meet those goals, again, in our example, accessing that information in that printed text.